Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, welcome to this February the 14th, 2016 edition of Team Liberty Radio. Happy Valentine's Day to everyone out there from the snowy northwestern North Carolina, as this snowstorm they said would come in late tonight, early tomorrow, has already hit the Carolinas or the northwest part of North Carolina. Hope where you are it's better weather, and if you are having snow, I hope it is you are safe where you are. But on this Valentine's Day edition of Team Liberty Radio, we're going to be talking about the NARAL and the death of a patriot is our main topic for today. Before we get into that, we'll get into some other topics, and a lot of information has come out in the past days. This show will touch on what we was talking about, the main part, but when we get to the death of a patriot, I'm going to add Anthony Scalia to that. We'll talk more about that in a minute, but to go on what we're talking about, just wasn't on last week. As I said last show, we're going to put out articles every Wednesday, Thursday, and Sunday. Well, the article for this week's show was put out on Thursday. The NARAL and their abortion group, which ridicules super ad for humanizing fetuses. That article was put out on our website at teamliberty1776.wordpress.com. Again, I'd like to thank everybody for growing our website. It's exploding by leaps and bounds. And we'd also like to have you call into our show if you have any questions on today's topic. The call-in number is area code 845-277-9109. But before we get into our heart of the subject today, I want to start talking about last week's or first article is about, we was talking about the article was talking about why does people think they're so entitled. And the reason for the article come across was a girl from England, a college student over in England, Sammy Ahmed, 20, bought one of the multi-packs of Kit Kats. And she got home, opened it, and it didn't have the wafers in it. Big deal. It was two pounds, which equals roughly about $2.80 here in the United States, depending on the market value of the dollar compared to the pound. But she is claiming that the maker of the candy, Nestle, owes her a lifetime supply of Kit Kats, because these few Kit Kats did not have any wafers on it. Get over, you spoiled, rotten little brat. Life is full of disappointments. Get over it. Nestle does not owe you anything. Nestle does not owe you a lifetime supply of Kit Kats because of you got none wafers in. All they owe you is the wafer is a replacement for the ones you bought that did not have wafers in it. That is all Nestle owes her. We are now getting to a society where people think they are entitled to everything. I'm sorry, you are not entitled to a whole free lifetime supply of Kit Kats because you got some that didn't have wafers in them. Boo-hoo, big deal. Suck it up and just ask them to replace the ones that you lost because of, not ask for a whole lifetime supply of Kit Kat. And this week's article, well, I've already said it's the NARA and the death of a patriot, but with all what's gone down in the past week, everything, my mind is racing 100 million miles a minute, a second, to what to go next. Even though I got me a layout what I was going to do on the show today, I did it before the news of the death of Supreme Court Justice Anthony Scola was told. But we're going to go back to the debate and talk about them for a few minutes. And first, I'm going to touch on the Iowa situation. Yes, Ted Cruz did win Iowa, whether you look at it fraudulently or not. Ted Cruz is showing his true colors, and I have no use for the man anymore due to the simple fact that right before the caucus started out there in Iowa, he put out his campaign staff put out that Ben Carson was dropping out of the race. Right before people were starting to get ready to vote, that is nothing but dirty politics, and I'm sorry, I have neither use for anyone that is going to pull them kind of dirty tricks. Yes, politics is full of dirty tricks, folks, I know that. But when Carson's staff comes out and when Cruz's staff comes out deliberately and tries to sabotage a man's campaign, and as soon as they made that post that Carson was dropping out, Carson's camp put out the tweet they wasn't, but still Cruz's for the next 45 minutes continued treating that, putting out tweets about Carson dropping out of the presidential race. To me, that's nothing but dirty pull. And when it comes to New Hampshire, I believe what he got what he deserves. When he finished, I believe it was fourth in the New Hampshire primary. But going back to Iowa, on the Democrat side, Bernie Sanders lost to Hillary by 4 votes. And some of their votes was decided by coin toss. Nuh-uh. That is a dirty pull. That just shows you how corrupt our political system is. Then you have the super delegates. I'm jumping ahead here, folks, but we're going on to New Hampshire. Trump won by a blowout. Sanders won by a blowout, which it does not surprise me. Marco Rubio in Iowa made a surprising push at Trump and made it closer than what it was. Well, when they got New Hampshire, after that debate last Saturday before the New Hampshire primaries, Marco Rubio fell flat on his face, and the establishment is now pushing John Kasich to battle Trump since their pet project boy, Marco Rubio, fell flat on his face when Chris Christie called him out at the debate. I'm sorry. If you can't, if you want to be a puppet, then you should be. You should be fall flat on your face. But Trump and Sanders had blowouts in the primaries. But it just shows you that people are tired of the same old from the establishment. And they're wanting something better. While I do not like Bernie Sanders, he's a Democratic Socialist. He's more like a Marxist. And there is nothing such as free education, free health care. The taxpayers pay for it, so nothing is free. Come on, folks, wake up and realize what's going on. But also going back to New Hampshire, right before the New Hampshire primaries, where all the candidates was going around the state, drumming up their support, Hillary Clinton paraded Madeleine Albright out to campaign for her while they was both speaking at an event. Madeleine Albright told the women, or whoever's on it, if you don't vote for Hillary Clinton, there's a special place in hell for you. Yeah? And I guess you and Hillary will be joining them people in hell. Won't you, Madeleine Albright? Some people won't like what I say, and I, to be honest, really don't care. I'm getting tired of seeing Hillary's decrepit face on TV, nothing but a warmongering, lying hussy. That you people that want her in as president, y'all need to wake up and see what and smell what she's cooking. She is not cooking nothing to make this country greater. She is going to destroy this country even more. Just like if Marco Rubio gets in. Come on, folks, wake up. Wake up and see what is going on. Enough for the political talk. Right now, Hillary, I'm getting a headache from talking about Hillary. But I want to applaud my neighbors to the south in the sister state, South Carolina, for where the South Carolina House of Representatives passed a bill excluding Sharia law from state courts. Hallelujah. State finally had the guts to stand up to Obama's refugees and this and blocked the passage of Sharia law in court. The South Carolina House has passed a bill blocking Islamic Sharia law from being recognized or approved in the state after years of debate over similar legislation. The legislation voted upon was explained as a bill to amend the code of laws of South Carolina so as to prevent a court or other enforcement authority from enforcing foreign law, including but not limited to Sharia law in this state, from a forum outside of the United States or its territories under certain circumstances. I'm glad to see some states finally did it. This was passed this past Thursday. It was passed with 68 for the bill and 42% opposed. Of course, the ones opposed don't have no full understanding of what Sharia law is. And if you don't know, research it. But what Sharia law is, I'm going to explain it. But you also need to go look it up and read for yourself. Sharia law is the legal and political system mandated in the Quran and other Islamic texts. It includes laws governing religious practice, such as praying and ritual washing. But Sharia law also rules what Westerners see as non-government social practices, divorce, child rearing, free speech, clothing, or sexual behavior, for example, and they also rules government. In other words, under Sharia law, women, you are not allowed to go out in public without having a hijab over your head, or even speak without a man's permission. Under Sharia law, folks, if a woman is raped, when she goes to court with it, she has to have two male witnesses with her to verify what she's saying, or it's not even heard in court. So all y'all people that love these Muslim refugees or so-called refugees coming in this country, y'all better study what Sharia law is. And we're going to take a quick break before I get into our main subject. We will be going into overdrive tonight, folks. So hang on and strap on for the next part of our show. We'll be back. If you want to call in, the number is 845-277-9109. Okay, folks, we are back, and what we're talking about now is the NARAL, which is the National Abortion Rights Action League. And they sent out a series of tweets during the Super Bowl about the commercials that was being played. And so you talk about some very bizarre tweets. This group is, wow. I really don't know how to explain it. Said are very, let's say, crazy. And that's just my opinion right there. But, as you can see on the ad, as you can see on the website, on our website, teamliberty1776.wordpress.com, this past Thursday I posted an article, Abortion Group Ridicules Super Bowl Ad for Humanizing Fetuses. The pro-abortion group, NARAL, which is the National Abortion Rights Action League, they're pro-choice. Their full name is NARAL, Pro-Choice America, is attacking a Doritos Super Bowl 50 ad for what they call humanizing baby fetuses. And if you don't know what the ad they are talking about, it's the ad where the pregnant woman is getting an ultrasound and her husband is right there beside of her, and while he's eating on some Doritos, the baby, you can see on the ultrasound, is trying to reach Doritos. Well, the dad knows it, and he keeps toying with the baby until the mother gets upset with him and slings the Dorito across the room. Well, the next thing you see is the child bringing himself into the world, early arrival, to go get that chip. Well, as you can see on the article, the response from the NARL was hashtag not buying it, that at Doritos ad using hashtag anti-choice tactics of humanizing fetuses and sexist thoughts of dads as clueless and moms as being uptight. These people are about psychotic. I like what some of the replies they got back to it said. Idiots at the NARAL are clueless about both humor and life. Humanizing fetuses? Did you all flunk biology? Humanizing fetuses? What is mom pregnant with? A potato? A duck? No, a human. Say it with me. She's having a baby. I like this one right here. It says, at Doritos acknowledges that humanity of an unborn life in an ad and anti-life pro-abortion radicals come unhinged. Yeah, these people, the NARAL and groups like this want to tell you what to think and tell you what to say. It's all part of the political correctness agenda. Come on, people. We got to stand up against groups like this. But they didn't stop there. Well, they also attacks other Super Bowl commercials, like the Snickers commercial, where it had, everybody knows the Snickers commercials, where they have the like this one had William, actor William Dafoe, dressed up in a dress in the famous Marilyn Monroe skit. They, well, the person, another person gives them a Snickers, and you see it comes up being Marilyn Monroe standing there holding down that dress, that infamous picture of her. That's a person dressed up. They call that transphobic. Then they had a Hyundai ad commercial where it had Kevin Hart. They went crazy over that because of the highlighting the auto-tracking technology that this new Hyundai has in it. Well, they went ape crazy over that, and they said that said the dad was taking away her daughter's autonomy and stalking her on a first date isn't funny. No, it just shows the father being protective over his daughter. Get a life. Oh, and they also scolded a Buick ad for depicting women fighting over a wedding bouquet as insensitive. These idiots right here, they are something. And then they also complained about the Audi ad featuring a retired male astronaut and his son helped, as you'd say, he seemed to have dementia or Alzheimer's in the ad. And when he let in the car, it reminded him of the spaceship. They made the comment, you couldn't find a single female astronaut to feature in your ad. These people are so ridiculous. The ads for the Super Bowl are not meant to be funny. They are not meant to be serious. But you... groups like the NARAL has to ruin everything for everybody. But they did like ads. They liked the Bud Light ads featuring Amy Schumer and Seth Rogen promoting their Bud Light party with a stunt speech that begins, they say we're a nation divided. They say we disagree on everything. But then they go on to list things that Mercury grown, including beard. Well, the NARA come out and tweeted, it loved the ad and added, Americans do agree on many things, especially the need for hashtag reproductive freedom. Well, you know what, you dumb idiots at the NARAL? You are so two-faced, hypocritical, because y'all also like the puppy baby monkey ad put out by Mountain Dew Kickstart. Y'all like that ad? Hello, don't that, since you want to say the abortion, the Adria's commercial humanizes baby fetuses? Well, hello! The baby fetus is human. It was created on conception. Well, folks, I'm pro-life. I believe life begins at conception. And abortion is not the answer. With many families out here that cannot have kids in the United States and they want to have abortions, these groups like Planned Parenthood and NARAL wants to push abortion. Y'all people are making America into one hellish society. Y'all jerks are ruining it for everybody in America. But I'm going to take another, well, we're heading into the last 5 minutes before we go into overtime. I'm going to take a quick break right about time over time. We're going to go ahead and get started on the death of a patriot. First, this is talking about Robert Lavoie Bancom. He was the Oregon Burns Oregon standoff spokesman was killed. I wouldn't say killed, he was murdered. Of the Mahala National Wildlife Refuge occupation, he was killed and others was arrested. Ryan and his brother Bundy, Amon Bundy, was arrested. So was Ryan Payne, Brian Cavalier, Shauna J. Cox. They were charged with conspiracy to impede federal officers, which is a felony. Well, I'm sorry, but standing up against criminal acts and civil disobedience, that's what we're supposed to do when tyranny is trying to take over our United States and take away our rights. And Mr. Fishcomb was not killed. He was killed, and it was murder by the FBI and the local law enforcement out there. Folks, if you don't see what's going on out there, this is a blatant attempt by our federal government and FBI to try to intimidate American citizens to bow down and be bootlickers to them, just like the Nazis led by Hitler tried to do to the Jews back in World War II. This country is going from a country of good, what it was founded on, to a country of sloth-like, dumbed-down creatures who don't have enough sense to get out of the rain. I was thinking about going into overdrive, but the more and more I sit here and keep thinking about this Burns Oregon situation and what's going on, there will not be an article put out for that, the Burns. There may be. You have to check back on our website. But folks, we need to wake up and see what is going on around us and quit being sheeple and be quit being sheeple and be men and women who believe in our Constitution. We are going into overdrive so I can cover the death of Supreme Court Justice Antonin Scalia. I am going to take a quick break about time it switches over. You can listen to the remaining part of the show over the internet or calling in. The number is 845-277-9109. I'd love to have your comments and questions on this. But the if you're listening to rebroadcast, you cannot call in on the show. That's only for live broadcast. But also check out our website. I made up my mind I am going to do an article on the death of two patriots. One being the fortunate murder of Robert Lavoie Fincombe and the death of Antonin Scalia. But we will be back after this break, and we'll touch on more. We only got 15 minutes of overdrive, and I'll cover it as much as I can then. But folks, stick with us. We will be back. I'd love to hear from you on the comments, 845-277-9109. We'll be back after this break. Okay, folks, welcome back. What we are going to talk about now is the death and loss of another conservative heavyweight Supreme Court Judge, Anthony Scalia. This is a loss to everybody on the conservative movement, as this guy stood up for what was right in America. He was a conservative. He was a patriot. He was 79 years old. He was appointed to the court by President Ronald Reagan in 1986. He was a Catholic. He was revered by social conservatives for his rock-ribbed opinions on issues such as abortion, gay marriage. But we are at a true loss now. I'm going to touch on more in a minute, but I'd like to read to you the statement that was put out by the Texas Governor Greg Abbott on the passing away of Justice Scalia. Justice Scalia was a man of God, a patriot, and an unwavering defender of the written Constitution and the rule of law. He was a solid rock who turned away so many attempts to depart and distort the Constitution. His fierce loyalty to the Constitution set an unmatched example not just for judges and lawyers, but for all Americans. We mourn his passing, and we pray that his successor on the Supreme Court will take his place as a champion for the written Constitution and the rule of law. Cecilia and I extend our deepest condolences to his family, and we will keep them in our thoughts and prayers. And I ask all of y'all to keep Anthony Scalia's family in your prayers. That was from Governor Greg Abbott of Texas. He couldn't sum it up no better about Justice Scalia. He was a patriot, believed in the Constitution, and was a defender of the conservative movement to help keep this country the way it was founded. And this has some implications, folks. And if you don't think it does, what just happened this week just happened last week? It was that the Supreme Court granted the request in a 5-4 vote on this past Tuesday night, saying the rule was on hold until the circuit court reviews it and the Supreme Court appeals are exhausted. What I'm talking about is the Clean Air Plan, which is the main plank of Obama's climate change agenda. It is designed to cut carbon pollution from the electricity sector by 32% over 2005 levels by 2030, which is Agenda 21, folks. I need to do a show on Agenda 21 so everybody will know what I'm talking about. Some people do. If you don't, go ahead and research it. But what this means is Obama now can appoint a Supreme Court justice that has the same views as him of them others up there that was for the five that voted in against putting a hold on this. He now switches the favor so he can push more of his agendas through, folks. I'm going to touch on more of this in my article that I'm going to write. And I apologize if the show was not as good as others that I have in the past as last week's, but so much information has come out in the past week. I was set for doing a show on the NARAL and the murder of Lavoie Bynum, but then I found out last night the death of Anthony Scalia, and it's a hard hit to the conservatives Movement, the Patriot Mutiny, and to the defending of the Constitution of the United States, that I couldn't get everything done in time. But folks, be with us next week at 6 o'clock for your weekly dose of truth. Visit our website, www.teamliberty1776.wordpress.com. We'll be back with you next week for another hard-hitting show.